Good deal. Yeah, I figured there was a setting in there somewhere. It didn't cost too much for it to not work right. Sean and I were talking about remote heads for these motos today, and I was like, yeah, that's a pipe dream for me for what they want for them. But it would be cool that I could just mount the radio wherever and stuff that thing in the center console, and that's all I need. But anyway, not worth it. I got to go home and do a little bit of radio cleanup, too. So I bought that new control head for my 5550E, and I was talking to Sean about it this morning. There's a red light that keeps flashing on it, and I guess Wally did some research, found out it's because the firmware in the head is different than the firmware on the radio. So I got to play that game when I get home. Totally functional and works fine. It's annoying. And the DMR ID thing, man, that's my only complaint about DMR, is it's so hard to keep that up to date. And I tried doing that this weekend on mine, and I eventually just gave up. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put the people from the dashboard the last, like, 2,000 key-ups, and I'll do that periodically throughout the year, and that's going to be the extent of it, because on these radios, you can't just bulk in 400,000 contacts. It doesn't work. I don't even think I can put that many on here, so... There's a knock to Moto, but I guess it's not what it's intended for.